This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Review, an event that happens every week in concert with the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen and the Good Day Show contributors. Jay is off this week. Jennifer Horn is here in her usual stead from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through the stories that are in the charts and talk about how she delivered her performance regarding these stories during the course of the week.
Too.
Yes, it was. I want to say hi to Michael Dare. These are people that have comments on social media. We will go through some of the social media comments, but any or all of the stories that we talk about are certainly fodder for a conversation. Help yourself to Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. I had lunch yesterday with four of my radio buddies that we get together every few months here in Massachusetts, and these are all people that have been on the air.
Name names, let's hear.
Dick Summer is one of them. Dick is somebody who's been on in New York and Boston forever. He's 87 years old and still is at it. He's the last of the group that made WBZ as popular as it was in the 60s and 70s. And then we have his program director, Clark Schmidt, who joins, and then a local broadcaster named Warren Shaw, who is a member of the group, and then there's me. Actually, there's a picture, I probably should post it, of us yesterday. The reason I bring it up is because we were talking about taking telephone calls on the air versus using social media. And I've forgotten what you do, whether you still take calls.
I take phone calls, yeah.
You do take them, yeah.
Yeah.
I find I don't like taking calls anymore, and I say this lovingly to all of you who love the program and want to participate. I just find the call is not that good anymore. And that was what we all agreed on. If people want to be heard more often than not, the good comments are coming through social media, even though there are still consultants that we know who say, take a lot of calls, take those calls. Well, most stations don't have the number of callers they used to because people would rather express themselves through social media. So I want to thank.
It's my baseball, but I kind of look at like I look at it as it's my job. I'm hired to bake a cake, right? So
yes.
I bake a cake for people every day, and I say
yeah.
cake. To me, good calls are icing. It's not the bulk of the show, but it's
no.
the stuff that, you know, when you take great calls, I think they can be a great part of the show.
Yeah, they are. If you can find good ones, you got to have a good producer to do that. That really is inside baseball. You can't just take every call that comes in, which is the problem that some people have. I listened to a station in Worcester, actually. That's what got me started with the conversation. This is it's not so much inside baseball. Those of you who listen to this program know that it's focused on what's going on in News Talk, and there are lots of fans, and a lot of them are interested in what goes on behind the scenes. So with a good producer, you go screening calls, getting what the people, getting the gist of what they want to say, and having them teed up and ready to go. You don't just answer the phone, hi, this is Doug Steffens, good day, what's your name, please? And then put them on hold, I'll get you with Doug right away. That's really bad production. Now, you have to get people who, okay, what's on your mind today, and how can we help you express yourself quickly so the audience will know right away what it is that's on your mind. And then you prep them like any good guest, actually, that you'd put on. You have guests on your program. Once in a while, I have them on the Good Day program, but they have to be prepped. They have to know what the rules are when you're on the air. So, anyway, having said that, comments from Karen Mayfield later on, Jeff Lawrence, Sean Stewart, hello, thanks for listening, Sherry Stevens, Sally Welburn, a lot of people who are listening with comments that they've passed along to GoodDayShow.com, or as I said, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. So here's the list from Talkers Magazine, that, by the way, is published every week in the Talkers website, or on the Talkers website, Talkers.com, and on the Good Day Show website, GoodDayShow.com. Top stories, top 10, the passing of Jeff Beck and Lisa Marie at number 10. Harry the Prince's book, number 9. The war at number 8. Trump and his legal situation is 7. The riots in Brazil are 6. The controversy over whether they have gas stoves, this is really interesting that it's number 5 this week, tells you the impact. The problems the airline industry had with the FAA this week, number 4. My God, what a mess. I'm glad I wasn't. I'm traveling next week out to California. I'm glad it wasn't going a couple of days ago. The Biden visit to Mexico, trying to look into, or at least sort of passing it off. I'll start with that with you in a second.
It wasn't a great week for the Biden team.
No, right. McCarthy is 2 with him getting elected finally in Biden and the documents. It wasn't, well, let's talk about those two things together. The trip to
Mexico. Biggest great week for sure.
What, the two of them?
The documents, I think, and the...
Yeah,
and
but why? I guess I'm going to ask you why. That one, I get maybe it's just because the Republicans are happy to have a focus on that so that it equals the focus on Trump and his documents.
Oh.
But I don't really see with either one of them why it's such a big deal. I really don't.
This is the point. So for those people, let me just give you the story so that you know what happened this week. And then we can kind of talk through why it should matter or why it shouldn't matter. So this week it was revealed that the Biden administration, well, President Biden's personal lawyers were cleaning out an office that he had at a think tank, which already...
Why do you send lawyers to clean out your office?
Exactly. So already you're understanding where we're going here, right? So it just happened. A lawyer cleaning out his office at a think tank, which I don't know how much thinking goes on in that tank, but whatever, from the Biden Penn Center, which was done in coordination with the University of Pennsylvania. They clean out this office. Lo and behold, they find these classified documents that were not being stored properly. So they say they notify the National Archives and the FBI, they turn over the documents. Well, it turns out this story was actually known in November. It didn't just happen this week. It happened
November 2nd.
Yeah, right. It didn't. And so why we didn't hear about it November 2nd, really questionable why they held it back for so long. So they said, well, we're cooperating. It was only a few documents. This is different than Trump. The problem for the Biden for Team Biden and for the president is that he was trying to make an example of Trump, even though Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama all had classified documents that they had inappropriately. They still do in many cases. And yet they were trying to make an example out of Trump in the run-up to the midterm election. So now Biden has them, and they look like a big old bunch of hypocrites. Either this is a priority, or you're going after Trump, and we know you're weaponizing the government against one political party and not the other. Well, lo and behold, a couple of days go by, and instead of coming out and being transparent, which is rule number one of crisis public relations, they instead just let it slip out that there's a second batch of documents and that these documents were in a garage in his home. And when he was asked about it, he said, well, the garage is safe. It's where I keep my Corvette, and kind of laughed it off. Now, the reason that's problematic for Biden is that just months ago, he was on television doing an interview saying that Trump was irresponsible and shouldn't be trusted with these power because he wasn't keeping the documents secure. Well, Trump was keeping the documents at Mar-a-Lago under the watch of the Secret Service, not in some random garage next to a Corvette.
Next to his Corvette.
Right. So we've got that problem right away. And so the thing that really bothers me, yes, I want everybody to treat everything. Either these documents are important to us and everybody has to follow the rules, or they're not really that important and we don't have to follow the rules. That's number one.
Well, I think we need
Trump
to follow the rules, but I don't think they're that important.
What's good for Republicans should be good for Democrats and vice versa. But what you probably don't know is, you know, the accusation is that the Biden family has been selling their power and their access to the government to our foreign adversaries, places like China and Ukraine particularly, right?
So Hunter Biden, by the way, is still number 4 on the people list, in case you're wondering whether he still is there. He is still there.
Is incredible. So we find out that this Biden Penn Center took $50 million from the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I didn't know that.
In a think tank. So were they selling the documents? We know that there were documents in there on Ukraine, Iran, and the UK. Did the Chinese ones already go for sale? I mean, how come they were taking money from the Chinese?
I think you need to underscore that again. I'm betting a lot of people don't know.
Of course, because the media buries this important stuff, right? $55 million from the Chinese Communist Party, from the government of China, to fund this Biden Penn Center. Why would China need to fund a think tank run by the former vice president?
No more. There's no more reason for that than the United States government funds the research done in the Wuhan laboratory.
Thank you.
There's no reason. There's no excuse for that either. So you see what's going on behind your back. Now it's getting the light of day, but
now
behind
you know
your back.
It's concerning.
Right, exactly.
Forget the documents. That's just scratching the surface. And then tying in Hunter Biden. Do we have time to do that real quick?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
So Hunter Biden at number four on the list comes into this, of course, because he works. He and Biden and two other people run this Biden Penn Center. The two other people are now working in the White House. Hunter, of course, is the president's son. When Biden's going out of office as vice president, there is an email now that has been released that shows Hunter Biden talking to his agent at CAA, Creative Arts Agency, saying we need to create a money-making opportunity and we need to keep this on the down low, basically. We need to keep this quiet because we have this opportunity to make this Biden Penn Center a moneymaker. So instead of making it a think tank where they're developing policy, they're making money. So are they making money from China? Now there are some real questions in here.
And who's the beneficiary of the money that they're making? Hello.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. So the one thing where Trump stepped in it this week along the same lines, and he's gotten mocked a lot on social media, probably justifiably so, because on one of his, not his tweets or tweets, whatever his platform is. Right. Okay. He says, I have single-handedly shown the American public how crooked and corrupt our government is.
Yeah.
Hello. Well, but it was crooked and corrupt when he was there, too.
Well, that's the thing, is that he pointed out, remember we all laughed when he said Barack Obama and the FBI are spying on me, and we all went, oh, crazy Trump. Well, now we know the FBI was spying on Trump. He was right.
Yeah. Back to the good old days of J. Edgar Hoover, who spied on everybody. He had so much dirt on Kennedy. And then before that, we didn't have any dirt on Eisenhower because there was no dirt other than he had a mistress when he was the general of the army in World War II. There was no dirt to be had on Eisenhower. But as soon as he could get his hands on, he had some little bit of dirt on Roosevelt. At any rate, the stories continue. We'll have social media input. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review here for the week of January 9th to the 13th.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. Can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
C.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour, the talk radio review. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here. Now time for some of the comments of some of the people that I mentioned earlier and some of the folks that you didn't hear their names, but here are some of the comments. The first focus is on the documents Biden is found to have taken during his time as the vice president. Sally Welburn writes, Democrats most always get a pass. He was out of office. What was he doing with all these documents? That's the question. Unfairness, and I think there's a reference to treatment here by the news media, is hurtful.
Standard.
Brian Lenefe writes, the president can argue the ability to declassify anything at any time. Remember, that's what Trump said. Mm-hmm. The vice president has no authority at all to ever take classified documents. Total double standard. Ronnie Yappo.
Point, members yes. of Congress or members of the military who are given classified info in a SCIF, if they take it outside of those briefings, they're arrested. Remember the Navy guy who was thrown in jail for taking a picture inside of a submarine?
Yes.
Hello?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Ronnie Yappo says Biden was vice president. He didn't have any authorization. Trump did. Daniel Erskine says, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. The classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago were used as a political tool to attack Trump by the news media and the administration. Trump responded that he had the authority to declassify the documents as president, which is supported by an article from the American Bar Association. But as the ABA legal fact check pointed out, legal guidelines support his contention that presidents have broad authority to formally declassify most documents, but had that stuff at Mar-a-Lago, that's my Mar-a-Lago, good Doug, Mar-a-Lago, had that been declassified?
I don't he know said that he declassified the stuff and that people
what,
heard
after or before? When after they were found or before
Look,
they were found?
Whether or not it was declassified, it's about whether he was storing the documents, if he had the right to declassify the documents.
Yeah, but what is he going to do with them? The other side of it is who...
And is I mean, do you see Trump selling documents to China or do you see Biden selling documents to China?
Ding, ding, ding.
Ask yourself that question.
All right. Next question. Illinois' ban on assault weapons, including the semi-automatic firearms, high-capacity magazines. What are your thoughts on that? Lynn Greer writes, it might make some people start buying them from underground markets. Tom Brown says, he refers, he lives in Illinois, they call the governor, his name is Pritzker, but he calls him Putzker.
I just don't know why they wouldn't focus on cleaning up the crime that is running rampant, that
Chicago,
is being committed with illegal guns, and
East St. Louis.
People who are buying guns legally alone.
Yeah.
They need him for protection in that place. I mean, I'm a dump, but, you know, it's a beautiful city. It's just been ruined.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Brian, Linity, I think is his name. Brian, anyway, Brian writes, not for no firearm ever at any time got up and hurt anybody. Okay. I think that's a double negative. Anyway, we all know that story. It's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. There still is a question, though, about whether, why do we, you ought to have, the semi-automatic things, that's kind of where I draw the line.
But see, there's really not much difference with the capacity of the magazine. They carried the same amount of bullets. So
yeah.
I think it becomes just the word sounds scary. Semi-automatic.
Well, yeah, it's a news media sort
of. Many people think an AR-15 means automatic rifle. It does not. AR is the brand name. It is not automatic rifle. So
I think
there's just so much misinformation that goes.
Jen Horn's gun. We can have it. The Horn gun.
I got
mine. Sean Stewart says, I'm not a gun guy. It's a right covered by our Constitution. Assault rifle is leftist loser catchphrase to demonize any firearm that the people on the left don't like. So in my opinion, an assault rifle is an automatic AR-15, blah, 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 blah. It looks like a weapon of war. And he goes on and on. I get it. The groupthink part of it, I do get that. All right, thanks for your comments. Now it's 28 past the hour.
Generic or name brand? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. On a radio interview, I suggested comparing the ingredients in generic over-the-counter meds with name brand pills. And we got a call from a pharmacist who said that some generics might not work as well as name brand pills because of inactive ingredients you won't see listed on the packages. For seasonal hay fever, I myself came back to Sudafed after the store brand with the same active ingredient wasn't as effective. Dr. Roy Blackburn was listening, and he writes, the meds which are probably most important not to buy generically are cardiac meds and thyroid meds. Otherwise, it is worth a try to use generics. Thanks, Doc. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. Wildcard weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pride, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, 34 at the hour now. You're listening to the weekly talk radio roundup. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, Jennifer at KRLA in Los Angeles, and also a part-timer on the Good Day program. Happy to have her around whenever she is here. Let's talk about the weather in Southern California that you've been having so much fun with. And I put that in quotation marks.
Dark.
Yeah. Well, it's not as bad in Southern California. My son and I were talking about this. I told a story on the air this week. One of the homes that I've owned in Southern California was down in what they call Santa Monica Canyon, on a street named Entrada. And I had a house that was a block up from the PCA. Remember that house? I love that house. I wish I never had to sell it. Anyway, you go up, you take a right and go up Pacific Palisades up the PCH. And there are all these, before you get to Malibu, there are all these cliffs that are, because there is, it's so dry there, there are no really deep roots in any of the vegetation along the highway along those cliffs. So when a big storm comes along like this, it just washes all that stuff. I can remember you and I talking any number of times about the loaders that were going up and down the PCH, picking up the rubble, dumping in trucks so they can dump it out into the ocean to clean up the road so the traffic could get through.
Well, and especially when we have fires, which we have a lot of fires around here because things get dry.
Right.
You lose a lot of that vegetation that holds the hillsides up. So there were a lot of evacuations this week in Southern California because we've had a couple of fires. This fire season wasn't so bad, but there were a few areas that had to be evacuated. In Southern California, Montecito had to be almost completely evacuated, and it was 5 years to the day when those really awful mudslides killed 23 people, and they had a lot of mess up in Montecito. I'd heard there's a wine country up there, Santa Barbara wine country, and somebody was saying that they got 12 inches of rain in just over 24 hours up in this area. So that tells you how it was just pounding down up in Central California. Northern California has been hit really hard. Around Southern California, we had some areas of flooding. We had freeways that were flooded. We had sinkholes 15 feet that opened up, but all in all, we've dried out. There's another storm coming in later in the weekend, so we'll see how that goes. But the sad one, did you hear about the 5-year-old boy who got swept away in Paso Robles?
No, I did not hear that story.
This lady was driving her son to school, and she didn't realize that the street dipped down and that there was all kinds of standing water. Her car started to float, and it hit a tree. And so she had to open the door because the water was rising in the car. And so she had to open the door to get out. So she swam out. She brings her kid out the door, the same side that she went out on, and the current came and swept him away, and they still haven't found him.
Ooh. Yeah.
Incredibly scary. Jeez. And the thing is that people in California don't know how to deal with this kind of stuff. And so, you know, there may be other parts of the country where they're more used to flash flooding and how quickly water moves, but we just don't know here. And these huge tragedies come from it.
So as an aside, this is not one of the countdown numbers, but I thought it was worth a few moments of our time because five of the Proud Boys went on trial for sedition this week because of the Capitol attack on January 6th. I wonder, most of the people that have been tried have been found guilty, right? They're serving jail sentences.
Some of them, but the thing that most people are complaining about is that there are still a lot of people in jail who have been sitting there, have not been in jail,
right,
and who are just sitting there and made to pay. And that is not exercising your right to a speedy trial.
No, there's plenty of examples of that. I tell a story on the air all the time of this kid who is the son of one of the ladies that works on my farm with me. He was in jail for a year and a half, charged with raping somebody. The woman fabricated it. She disappeared, but he stayed in jail. And finally, in order to get out of jail, he made a plea deal, which was a minor charge, but he still sat without representation in jail for a year and a half. That's just the American. No, not okay by any stretch of the imagination, especially because he really didn't do it. I know the kid. I know the story. It's not... Yeah, but anyway, women, that's the other thing. Women can charge you with all. Look at what's happened to some of these people like Chris Noth. All these charges against him. He spent 2 years, ruined his career, and nothing's happened. Not one charge has been filed against him by anybody, really, officially. So, okay, let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, number two this week. He gets elected, finally. What a fiasco that is. The Democrats, of course, trying to get some political hay out of it, and they sounded pretty petty and pretty bad, although McCarthy didn't sound... I just think the whole thing is a circus, and what bothered me about it more than anything else is the people's business didn't get done for 12 days.
I know we disagree about this, because I think this is the most the government has done in any four-day stretch. The concessions, seriously, this is the government, the way it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about what we have now. We have more power given back to the people. We have one person that can call for a vote of confidence, the Speaker of the House. That's how it was for 60 years.
Yeah, that changed.
Nancy Pelosi took back it and said you have to have a large number of people. She took incredible power as Speaker of the House.
How did she get away with that, by the way? How did she get
the Democrat majority, and she controlled her party, and she took a lot of power. So what you saw over the last 4 days is mainly decentralizing some of the power that Democrats took in their time. So not only that, you get a vote on border security, you get a subcommittee on weaponization of the government that's already in place. This is huge. Mm-hmm. We haven't had that since the 70s with the Church Committee after Watergate. There, no more omnibus bills, which I think is huge. You can't just take budget bills and glue them
smash
all together
them all
in an omnibus.
Right.
They all have to be done separately. And my very favorite, if there are going to be any new expenditures, they have to take something away. So it can't just be spend. It has to be spend and cut, which is how it should be.
Well, there ought to be sunset laws as well for all these things that these guys pass here and there. I thought it was also interesting they passed a new rule that would give House lawmakers a tax-free $34,000 pay bump. How did that come about? Why is that something that they can sort of, quote-unquote, get away with?
Giving who a house a bump?
The House lawmakers will get, under this rule, a $34,000 bump in pay.
Oh, a pay increase. Well, yeah, they're looking to pay more to the military as well. I don't know if that's going to pass through or not, because they vote on it and then they have to send it to the Senate. But they're also trying to give an increase to members of the military and take that money, start cutting some of the pork and all the fat that comes out of the Department of Defense.
That should have been done.
And start paying soldiers more than, because right now they're making less than $15 an hour.
And taking care of them after they get out of the service, that's something else that's a national outrage. Okay, so here's the one good thing. I shouldn't say one good thing, because I haven't looked at it as deeply as you have. But there also, this week, in terms of the reorg, is a bill to stop the IRS from hiring 87,000 new...
Get rid of the IRS. They actually are getting ready to vote on a consumption tax, a sales tax, essentially.
Well, look, how many years have you and I been talking about that?
Years.
You heard me first talk about it when you first came on the program, whatever it was, 15, 16, 17 years ago. And has it been that long? I think it has been almost that long.
Yeah, I started in 2006, sir.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay,
you 16 count that years. Up, but I was a mere 12 years old.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, the elimination of the IRS is something I love. I've been talking about that for years and years and years and years and years. It's time to get rid of the thugs, to get rid of the system that's unfair. You listen to these people all yammering, we got to tax the rich. You know, that's the most specious, stupid argument. The top 1% of earners pay 90% of the taxes under the current system. So why not really spread it around? Why not really require people to pay the consumption tax, sales tax, if we want to call it that, that Jennifer was talking about, is something that has been floated around for years and years and years. I remember before you came around, because I love this concept, there are lots of nutbirds who are out declaring that the income tax is illegal, and they go back to 1913 and the time when the income tax was passed, what the purpose was at the time to fund World War I, and then it just stayed. But it was never apparently voted on. There was never any real... It was just one of those things, okay, we got to start taxing people, take money out of their income. And so it's been, and any time it comes up, remember this guy, this crackpot used to come on my program all the time. He didn't pay his taxes and he gets sent to jail. I think he may still be in jail.
Well, that's the thing. You still got to pay him until they actually make it okay to abolish
him. Yeah, but why?
I don't know, but think about this. I mean, I love the fact that you don't have an IRS anymore that we'd have to pay. Think about the savings. You don't have those extra 87,000 agents. And I'm sorry, I love you CPAs, but we could cut back on their business quite a bit. You wouldn't have to file your tax returns anymore.
Yeah.
You would just, I mean, forget it. You don't have to worry about filing it on a postcard or, you know, using QuickBooks or anything. You just go and or do your, you just buy it and you pay it when you buy. I don't know. I love it.
Pay as you go.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, one of the other big stories that has made it to the list as we get to the end of the week, because it wasn't until the end of the week that Lisa Marie Presley passed away, the only child of Elvis Presley, medical emergency, she had a heart attack, 54 years old, her father died of the same thing, her grandmother died of the same thing, and so you look at her life and who she had an interesting, really very interesting life. And, you know, given the fact that she came from what she came from, I think that it really, it's just sad. It just is. It's just plain sad. Whatever you can say about her has been said, I think, as much as anything else. Okay, next up, number 8 this week is a focus on the war. And the reason that I bring this up is because the U.S. Navy announced that veteran Taylor Dudley was released from a Russian prison this week. Did you follow this?
I did. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about it, but I think this is
he's a Navy veteran.
Yeah.
Left the border crossing, left the prison, went to the border crossing with Poland midweek. His family thanked the Richardson Center. This is the former governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson. Who's been working hard to get a lot of these people that are in places like Russian prisons out of there. And it wasn't heralded as much because, you know, it's overshadowed by the war and what is going on in terms of how many people are dying and who's getting blown up and what's Putin up to. You know, it's just, I think we've lost interest, frankly. And we ought not to because it's costing us a lot of money.
And we're getting no accounting for what that money
right,
is going
nothing.
For.
Zero. Exactly. That's one of the big problems, I think, of this. All right, now, the gas stove controversy, number five this week, started with the governor of New York, who I'm thinking is a real nutcase with all the stuff she's coming. She must be a cousin to the governor of your state, Newsom, because they're both nutbirds, and the stuff they come up with is like crackpot stuff they dream up at 3 in the morning. Now, the latest is we're not going to allow any gas stoves to be sold in, and you said that Newsom has been talking about this in California. Well,
talking about it for a long time. They want to make sure you have electric thermostats and such. And all of this makes you think, well, they want to reach in and tell me, because right now they already say you can't use your power when the wind blows, right? You have to lower your power usage from 4 to 8 or whatever it might be. So now, if you allow them to have electric stoves, if you allow them to have these thermostats that have the controllers in them, can they just shut it off? I mean, this is more government control. There's been a huge talk about the digital wallet this week where Gavin Newsom was saying, oh, we're going to give you this online driver's license. They want control of your checking account. They want control of your stove. They want control of your thermostat. They want control of your car. How much of that are we willing to give? And by the way, electric stoves are terrible. If you want to actually be a cook and you want to be a chef, you got to have a gas powered
stove. I hear that all the time, that gas is so much more even. I have electric here because it just is the way the place is set up. I have gas heat, but I put it in when I moved in here 7 years ago. It wasn't here. It wasn't even gas down the street. But there is a whole big deal, and you're right. What in the world is going on? That's the question. We address those issues every week here. You're listening to Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review at 48 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Dobermen, let begging you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of begging.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's begging!
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers. You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Once again, it seems like it was only seconds ago that Nick Miles had visited with us here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Nick is the fellow that runs the website, rautoexpert.com. He is an auto expert, travels all around the country, all around the world, bringing people up to date on the new cars, what you should look for if you're buying a car, or what the situation is with cars, how to take care of them. I noticed there are a couple of big recalls this week. Mercedes recalling 324,000 vehicles because the engines can stall while they're being driven. That's a very, oh, isn't that great, huh? That's going down the highway at 70 miles an hour. Whoops. Engine stops.
Not good. Not good at all.
Well, you shouldn't have to worry about that when you pay the kind of dough that people do for these various models, right? These are the upscale, upended. Mercedes has cheapened itself trying to sell cars that cost the same as a Chevrolet, and people kid themselves by thinking, oh, I got a Mercedes. No, you don't. You got a Chevrolet.
Then they cancel those cars, and then they go back to what they're doing. They did that with the CLA. They introduced the $29,000 car. It was there for about 3 years.
Junk.
Can you find it now? No, you can't.
No, right. All right, Tesla also recalling about 600,000 units across the U.S. Due to the boombox function. What in the world is that? Is that the sound system? What is that?
Well, You see, this is the trouble with Tesla, is Tesla give different names to everything. I mean, you know, we used to call it to 0 to 60 mode, and they call it ludicrous mode. So why can't they just do what everybody
else does? You know where that comes from, don't you, right? Don't you know that movie Spaceballs? That's where that comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Ludicrous speed. Yeah, go ahead.
Tesla... just renames everything, and nobody really understands what anything is. I mean, the boombox is available in vehicles equipped with the pedestrian warning system, and it's a sort of a toy box used in the pedestrian warning. So it sort of tells them when there's pedestrians in the way, and that's one of the things that, you know, is important, and it's not working properly.
What about them lowering the price on their cars by $20,000? It seemed to me, you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about them not being able to make as many cars as there are ordered, so why would they cut the price by 20 grand?
Well, they have a plus and a minus. They're in a very difficult situation, and they're not very forthcoming with their information either, by the way, not transparent like a lot of other car companies. So they do have, you know, they have been selling their electric cars for long enough now that they own most of the market. But they also, people get rid of them quickly, and when Teslas get damaged, you can't go to a dealer around the corner. It's not like there's a Tesla shop everywhere. Right. So they have fields of these things that end up getting repaired after a long time, that people have traded in, you know, and so they like to sell new cars, but there's an awful lot of Teslas out there on the road. So, yes, they do really, really well, but ultimately they also have other issues, production issues, those type of things. And so people buy new cars, but they have all these cars that they haven't sold, and now they're, you know, which have been repaired, and now they have sort of a glut of returns because these cars have been out on the market, Doug, for so long. There's fields of used Teslas that have, you know, 100,000 miles on them.
Do they hold up in terms of resale value?
I think they will do now, unfortunately, due to the Reduced Inflation Act, where you can actually get $4,500 of tax credit for buying used electric cars. That's going to rebirth the used electric car market and make it pretty crazy.
Here's a solar-powered car called the SunSwift 7 that averaged 53 miles an hour, a record-breaking 621-mile trip on a single charge, but it's because it has... It's a solar car. It's not an electric car, or I guess, I don't know, how do you distinguish between the two of them, but it's got a solar power like you see on people's houses, weighs 1,200 pounds. It weighs a lot more than the Tesla that does because of this thing on the roof. So what do you think is going to happen with this sort of a car? Can we have solar-powered cars?
It's a great idea, isn't it?
An interesting idea.
Get out in the car and not pay for any fuel.
Right.
But Toyota have been doing that with the Prius for a while. They have a solar-powered roof. It can save you about 1,200 to 2,400 miles a year in gas. But unfortunately, these things are so expensive when that's the only way they're propelled, and they tend to be extremely difficult to use. You know, if you live in the northern states, you don't generate as much electricity, so it's not a vehicle you're going to see a showroom appearing on the corner of your street anytime soon.
But it is an interesting idea, as you said, because then you don't have to pay for, and you pay a lot for the car, but you don't have to pay for gas anything else. I guess there's got to be oil in the crankcase somehow, or whatever runs the
thing. I mean, these things don't need very much servicing things,
exactly.
But ultimately, when it goes wrong, you know, there's a million and one things.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.